Dining with Food Allergies, the comprehensive 2026 guide to safe eating for decades. Dining out with a food allergy felt like walking a tightrope without a safety net. Every meal away from home carried an invisible layer of anxiety, a delicate dance of asking questions, deciphering menus, and hoping the kitchen staff truly understood the gravity of your requests. Today, we are witnessing a massive shift. Learn how to safely and confidently dine out with dietary restrictions in 2026. Discover expert strategies for navigating complex menus, communicating effectively with hospitality staff, and finding genuinely allergy-friendly restaurants. The numbers show that 61% of respondents say their restaurant choices are shaped most often by someone else's allergy, proving that safe dining is no longer a niche request, it is a group mandate. The numbers that changed everything: food allergies are not just a personal health concern anymore, they are a group decision. When one person in a party has an allergy, the entire table's dining destination is influenced. The veto power of a single allergy-affected diner dictates where families, corporate teams, and friend groups spend their money. The stakes are much higher than most people realize. CDC data shows that almost 7% of U.S. adults and 5% of children have a diagnosed food allergy. In a typical classroom of 25 students, at least one student is likely to be affected. And here is a statistic that should stop every restaurant owner cold: about 1 in 4 students who have a severe and potentially life-threatening reaction at school have no previous known food allergy. This means anyone could be at risk, whether they know it or not. The industry can no longer afford to treat food allergies as an afterthought. The $12.6 billion problem restaurants cannot ignore, according to the Nutritics 2026 Allergy Dining Report. Unclear allergen information is costing the U.S. restaurant industry an estimated $12.6 billion in missed revenue each year. That is not a rounding error. That is a full-blown crisis for the hospitality sector. Here is what the deep data reveals about the modern dining landscape. 95% of allergy-affected diners have decided against a restaurant because they could not easily find clear allergen info. Your menu is your first impression, and most establishments are failing it right at the door. Only 24% are fully confident a server's answer about allergens is a confirmed fact. Trust in frontline restaurant staff is dangerously low. 61% have skipped eating out altogether because finding a safe restaurant felt like too much work. This is not just about losing one table, it is about losing the entire night out for a group of 4 to 6 people. 71% say they would eat at a restaurant more often with clear, easy-to-find allergen information. Clear communication directly equals repeat customers. 78% of parents whose child has an allergy say they would eat out more often at a restaurant with clear allergen information. Families are a massive, fiercely loyal market segment that will champion your business if you keep them safe. 57% say the top factor that would increase trust is allergens clearly marked on every single menu item. Clarity builds lifelong loyalty. The bottom line: allergen transparency is no longer a compliance burden. It is a fundamental business imperative that directly impacts profit margins. The 2026 legal landscape: the California ADDE Act. California has officially become the first state in the U.S. to require restaurants to share allergen information directly and transparently with customers via the newly enacted ADDE Act, effective July 1, 2026. What the Allergen Disclosure for Dining Experiences, ADDE, Act mandates is strict and groundbreaking. Restaurants with 20 or more locations nationally must explicitly disclose the top 9 allergens on their menus: milk, eggs, peanuts, tree nuts, fish, shellfish, wheat, soy, and sesame. Establishments can provide this critical information directly on the physical menu or digitally through a QR code. However, if they choose the digital route, restaurants must also offer a printed option for customers upon request to ensure accessibility for everyone. It is important to note what the law does not do. It does not apply to independent restaurants with fewer than 20 locations, nor does it require restaurants to provide shared equipment or trace amount warnings. Still, this legislation sets a powerful precedent that is already encouraging broader adoption across the industry. Experts predict it will inspire other states to follow California's lead very soon. Kenneth Mendez, president and CEO of the Asthma and Allergy Foundation of America, stated it perfectly. This legislation will save lives by ensuring that families like mine can finally dine out without fear or guesswork about what is in our food. Your step-by-step guide to safe dining out, the research phase preparation is your best defense. Before you even think about making a reservation, you must enter the research phase. 1. Check online first. Always look for allergen menus, official policies, and reviews from other food allergy diners. A restaurant's website will tell you if they take this seriously. If a restaurant has a history of unsafe practices or vague online information, it is better to know before you walk in the door. 2. Call ahead during off hours. Ask how they handle food allergies, but do not call during the dinner rush. Call between 2 p.m. and 4 p.m. when the kitchen is prepping and managers have time to speak. If the person answering the phone seems uncertain, dismissive, or annoyed, that is an immediate red flag. A great restaurant will gladly explain their cross-contact prevention methods. 3. Leverage allergy-friendly apps. Technology is making it easier than ever to find safe dining options. Keep apps like FoodPick AI on your home screen for scanning any menu to get AI-powered dish suggestions tailored to your specific allergies. Spoken remains the gold standard for family allergy management, featuring aggregated reviews from people with your exact allergies. Mealy's is an all-in-one management tool combining a restaurant directory with a label scanner. And Find Me Gluten-Free is essential for celiac diners seeking dedicated gluten-free facilities. Mastering the restaurant conversation when you arrive, your strategy shifts from research to communication. Politely ask to speak to the manager or the head chef, not just the server. While servers work hard, they are often disconnected from the minute details of kitchen prep. Here are the exact questions you should ask. Do you have a specific allergy policy in place? How do you prevent cross-contact in the kitchen? Can you prepare my meal separately with freshly cleaned utensils and cookware? Do you have dedicated fryers or separate prep areas for allergens? Are your staff officially trained in food allergen management? Use a chef card. Chef cards are small printed cards that clearly communicate your exact allergies to the restaurant staff. They serve as a physical, visual reminder and help ensure the kitchen receives highly accurate information without relying on a server's memory. Give your physical chef card to your server and specifically ask them to hand it directly to the kitchen staff. Print your chef card on brightly colored paper and laminate it. Carry several copies in case the restaurant forgets to return it to you. Trusting your gut, identifying red flags and green lights, learning to read the environment is crucial. You must know when to stay and when to walk away. Red flags, do not ignore these warning signs. If there is no allergen information available upon request, that is a failure of management. If the staff seems clueless, unbothered, or annoyed by your questions, they will not protect you in the kitchen. Watch out for open kitchens with absolutely no separation between allergen and non-allergen prep areas. Be wary of mixed or vague answers when you ask about specific ingredients, such as a server guessing what kind of oil is in the fryer. Buffets without clear, dedicated labels are also incredibly high risk. If the staff seems unsure, ingredients are not clearly labeled, or something just feels off, do not risk it. It is always okay to stand up, politely cancel your drink order, and find a safer option. Green lights, on the flip side, you know you have found a great spot when allergens are clearly marked on every single menu item. The staff is knowledgeable and confident when answering questions. They boast separate prep areas or dedicated equipment for allergen orders, including dedicated fryers for gluten-free items. The biggest green light is when the staff asks about allergies proactively before you even bring it up. Special considerations, children and international travel dining with children who have allergies, parents feel this burden the hardest. The anxiety of trusting a stranger with your child's life is immense. Among parents whose child's allergy shapes where they eat, 61% specifically look for allergens marked directly on the menu, and they are highly likely to walk away rather than gamble on a maybe. Stick to restaurants that have a proven track record, and always bring safe backup snacks. Traveling internationally, the rules change when you cross borders. Always use translated chef cards to bypass language barriers effectively. Apps like Equal Eats are perfect for communicating your allergies precisely when you do not speak the local language. While Google Translate can help in a pinch, a dedicated, professionally translated chef card is significantly more reliable and conveys the medical seriousness of your request.